The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, you may have heard about Shark Alley and other adventure tourism sites where scuba divers can literally be surrounded by deadly marine predators. So scientists wondered if attracting sharks to a given area would limit their ranges and mess up the whole ecosystem in a region. So they used satellite tags attached to the shark's dorsal fins to track tiger sharks in areas where ecotourism packages offer plenty of free food to the sharks. The Bahamas, Tiger Beach. And in an area where the practice is forbidden, off the coast of Florida. All told, they tracked 11 Floridian tiger sharks and 10 Bahamian sharks for spans of a year. They expected the Bahamian sharks, with access to human handouts, to travel far less than their Floridian counterparts. But in fact, they found the opposite. The Florida tiger sharks traveled at most 1,000 kilometers from their tagging site. In contrast, the tiger sharks from the Bahamas diving site moved massive distances, up to 3,500 kilometers out into the middle of the Atlantic, and spent 7 months there. The researchers noted that the difference could be related to size.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.